I was getting shots left and right, and there's stairs next to it to go to the smoking area.
Oh my God.
I slipped, bro. The top stair, I bounced off like two steps. What is going on?
What's going on, guys?
What's good, everyone? I'm your boy, Mass.
And I'm Migs.
And we are Wolf Logic. This is Wolf's Web.
This is Monday.
And Monday. This is the best day of the week, right?
I actually like Mondays. Well, I mean, we don't work Mondays. Yeah, so it's actually fine. Always like, goated. I actually prefer it. That's like my one day of the week where I love it. Because everyone else is at work on Mondays. So like the streets aren't packed. You know, we have time to go do things. Like hit the gym or go grocery shopping. Or just do mandados or errands or some shit. And then like not have to be able to feel rushed or anything.
Yeah, it's my most laid-back day. It's honestly one of my favorites, and I feel bad for those that have to work, but it is what it is, not my problem. But let's talk about what happened this weekend, baby. We went and performed at Avalon Theater Friday, and it was a great night for sure.
Yes.
It was, like, honestly, just like a little overwhelming, though, in the beginning, at least for me. You know, typically, like, you know.
Really? You never get overwhelmed.
It was just overwhelming because I feel like there was the most, I don't know. I feel like most people were needy from me. Like everyone was like pulling me in every single direction.
I mean, yeah, for sure. I saw that.
And then, you know, obviously when we got there, we got there later than usual.
Yeah. Normally we, I think, well, up until past Friday, we get there like an hour before the event even starts just for like sound check and stuff. Cause we always want to make sure, cause we don't have CDJs to check. But then this Friday we just,
yeah, we didn't have sound check. They didn't give us a time or anything.
Yeah.
I was running a little late because we had to go pick up some equipment for the recording. Parking was, I parked a little far too. So we didn't make it in there till like 11:30, 11:40. But honestly, it felt kind of good though, also because there's no line. Well, you know how like we have to go in a separate area than they do.
You know, it's funny. I was there, and every time I kept looking, the line never looked packed. There was like a consistent little puño, but like it never looked packed. So I didn't realize how packed it was until we got inside.
Oh yeah, that show was like, fucking packed.
What the fuck?
I mean, because a lot of people line up. They get there early to line up.
Yeah.
I think I don't know if there's like a special you get in before 11 or whatever. But yeah, that show was packed, man. It was the most packed I've seen Avalon. I think at least in a long time.
Yeah.
Because the balcony was full. Bottom was full. Like, I couldn't even walk through there.
It was like, I was missing just to even get to the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. I fucking ate shit, man. There's this bar. As soon as you walk in, you see, like, the whole stage.
Yeah.
There's a bar on the right side. And there's stairs next to it to go to the smoking area.
Oh, my God.
I fucking slipped, bro. The top stair, I bounced off, like, two steps.
Dude, I just remembered. You know that little staircase? The one, the little spiral one backstage? So, fuck. I had to go to use the bathroom, but someone was in there and there was a little key line. I'm like, all right, fuck you, whatever. I'll just go downstairs into the men's downstairs. So I'm walking down there and I like fucking miss a step and I like eat shit. But I catch myself and then I look and the homie from Murder Weapon saw me. He's like, dude, did you eat shit? I was like, yeah.
My head.
Yeah, and he saw me. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, bro. This,
that shit hurt too. I was like, fuck.
There's too many stairs at Avalon.
Yeah.
To go, there's the smoky one. There's the one for the green room. There's for the stage. I'm like, God damn. But yeah, those things are going to take us all out one at a time.
That should hurt.
But no, the set was dope. Ivor, he killed it. Gesture killed it.
Yeah, they did.
Honestly, I didn't catch Daco, but I'm sure I heard some of his clips. He played some dope stuff, like he's into Speed House and all that. And then we dropped some crazy bangers. We dropped a lot of Wolf Logic music. We started off with our brand new song Full Throttle
coming out
on group chat
Friday.
I wish I could give an exact date. I think it is the 28th. At least it was scheduled for the 28th, or I don't know, I could be wrong honestly. So don't quote me on the date yet.
It's coming out very soon.
Yeah, very, very soon, sometime this week or next. And on group chat. And so hope you guys enjoy that one. It's for sure one of my favorite tracks to date. And yeah, it was fun though. It was cool. Finally, I brought my mom out to her first show.
I fucking love that.
I brought one of my cousins. We brought like a couple friends.
Yeah.
It was cool, man. I was happy that we got, you know, our ultras. We got a lot of like pretty much our whole rider that we asked for.
Yeah.
We even got a fucking dinner meal. Do you know what Horacio got? Because I didn't, I wasn't hungry.
I saw them, they had some. I mean, and I saw that on a little advancement, they said we get a meal. I was never hungry the whole night.
So. Yeah, and you had to order before 1:30, so I wasn't hungry. I know.
He offered that you had one time. I'm a little too lit right now without the pizza. I think I'll just throw up if I eat that.
No, yeah, we killed that bottle quick, and I was getting shots left and right. I had Ivor. He offered us, obviously.
Yeah.
I got. I think. What's your face? Got me a mixed drink or two. And my cousin got me a drink too. Actually, I had to share it with Kitty because I was like, "Nah, if I keep drinking, man, we're closing, so
yeah,
can't get too fucked up."
Yeah, I was like, "We can't go get drinks." I was like, "What does Mike want?" I'm like, "Fuck, whatever, just give him whatever."
Yeah, man. So
I felt it the day after because I was talking to Andrea, and like I was thinking like because I didn't feel like completely hungover, but I felt it later on after. I was like, I don't feel great.
I just felt like no energy type shit. It wasn't like I felt like bad or anything, but it took me a while. But I got better pretty quick. Like it was like at 1 or 2 p.m. where I started feeling all right, cool.
Yeah.
But for sure, before that, I didn't want to get out of bed. I was lazy.
I was dead. And I was like, fuck, I know I drank in the club, but I counted how much I drank. I'm like, that shouldn't have me feeling like this. But then I remember we had brought like a whole ass biggie ball. And
the buzz ball too. See, that's another thing then. Before the event too, we're all here doing the buzz ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, but there was a scary moment though in the beginning of our set.
The second thing.
Yeah, the CDJ on my left. I think it's technically CDJ 1.
Yeah.
It the first song we played, thankfully, caught it right away, and it didn't sound too like weird or whatever.
It sounded like it was going through like a filter, right?
Yes, it was. I don't know what effect was on, but it wasn't even an effect actually. It was like a button near the master tempo button. Yeah. It wasn't the sync button though, but it was some other button. I don't know. It was pressed for whatever reason. I don't know what the hell the function is for it. But, it was on, I guess. So, I don't know. Yeah, so anyway, it was on, and I loaded the first track, and as soon as I played it, it was, like, super, like, stretched out.
Yeah.
So, it was playing, like, if it was, like, the BPM was, like, super, super low. Like, it sounded like that pretty much.
Yeah.
And thankfully, it was the intro verse, so it didn't sound like it was, like, it just sounded like we're going with a weird decision to start off the set, if that makes sense. It was just some like, we did it on purpose. Like it was a manually stretched out. And then because some people do that. They stretch the vocal out, so slow it down, and then you bring it back. So it did that to our song. And right away, I loaded it on the other CDJ and, you know, brought it back in. And it started off right, pretty much.
You know what's funny? So that other CDJ that we switched over, because then we ended up switching over to that original CDJ back, and it was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I turned the button off. I found some time in between, like when we were already getting the groove of the set.
Yeah.
I tapped the button that I thought it could have been, and it turned off, and so, you know, came back to it.
And the list on that CDJ, all of it just went randomly. Like,
really?
Yeah, it wasn't in order anymore, and I was like, there were songs that were played that were in front and backwards, and songs that are still haven't been played in front. I'm like, and I'm like, it's a good thing we're not using this one anymore. Because I was like, I don't know which order the song supposed to go in.
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. When it comes to all that equipment, it kind of sucks that it's not super accessible for everyone.
Yeah.
CDJ's got to be so fucking expensive. I don't know why, man. They need to lower the price down. I know they got like controllers and everything, but it's not like the full setup you're using at festivals or clubs.
No, so. Even like hand-me-downs like you find OfferUp are still stupid expensive.
Yeah, but we'll get there one day. But Yeah, so that was our little mini train wreck. Thankfully, it didn't get worse, but
little Grimes moment.
Yeah, the Grimes, on the other hand, though, can't say the same for her. So weekend one, obviously, you guys may have heard already, Grimes. She had a little episode while performing at Coachella. I guess the way she explained it is her songs were loading up double time, which pretty much just means instead of her BPM being the usual like 70 or 75, it probably went up to 150 or maybe the way she explained it was like in the 300s. So it probably went from 150 to 300s and et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes artists like her, or I think I've heard some of her track list. Mm-hmm. She plays like a lot of songs that are in different like tempos.
That's probably why it's so hard for her, because I'm like, I was thinking like, it's not that hard to divide 300 by two.
Yeah, so it's easy for a lot of people that go kind of with like the similar BPMs, so like 128, 130, or 140, 150, 70, because, you know, you just, it's simple math.
Yeah.
But once you go to like drum and bass, or you go into something that's like in the 80s range, it's always like 85 or 88, and it just gets all tricky.
Yeah, people like to have like random ass BPM. Like, I remember one of my old producer buddies, he produced around in the 120, 130 range, but he decided to be all weird and stupid and like to put you like around like 132 or 133 just to be different. I'm like, why would you do that? That's just dumb.
Yeah, man, it's weird. I some songs call for it, because I've seen some house songs, they go on like 122, 123. And it doesn't sound like terrible or anything. Yeah. But just to make things simpler, and I kind of like when songs are sped up just a little bit, so it makes it feel like more like, I don't know, like, it doesn't feel like it's taking too long.
Like, there are some techno songs, like most of these songs specifically the ones I listen to, like, are like between like 150 and 160. And a lot of them, like, there's a sweet spot between 155, but a couple of these are like 156. And I'm like, really? One BPM?
Yeah,
you have,
man,
to do it by one? That's just dumb.
So the one good thing about like songs like that is that now you have a bridge song to go from 150 to 160.
Yeah.
Like, if you're somewhere in the middle of 155, if you get like a good song here and there that's in the middle of 150 to 155, and then a song in the middle of 155 to 160, it helps transition a lot more smoother. Because sometimes, yeah, you could turn the master tempo button on and it keeps the tracks in key, even no matter what the BPM changes. So that's another tip for you guys. Turn the master tempo on, and that way, you know, some people look down on it, but I feel like it's a big tool for everyone.
It's better than
not having it on, honestly. More often than not, it's going to sound much better than not.
I mean, whatever helps you DJ more the best, you know. At the end of the day, if you're still having like doing stuff and you still like it helps you, like, I really don't see why there's an issue.
I think that people just have an issue because it changes the way the song is sounded. Like, it changes it in a subtle way, so it's not its original form, and maybe people have a problem with that. But yeah, personally, I think it really does help a lot, especially when you're transitioning into a level up key. Like, you're changing keys, but one step at a time.
Yeah,
it helps it sound a lot better, a lot smoother. Especially if you change the BPM, then it sounds all like sped up and Alvin and the Chipmunky a little bit.
Yeah,
if you go too fast. But yeah. So anyway, what was I saying though before that?
we're just talking, that was our only hiccup from the night as far as like DJing wise goes.
So make sure you guys just always, I guess, beforehand, if you don't want to avoid these problems, just go on Rekordbox. Typically you're going to use CDJs and they take Rekordbox. Go on Rekordbox beforehand yourself, because that's another issue apparently, is that she didn't do it herself. That's what she explained, that she left it in the hands of someone else, someone on her team, which you never want to do that, and probably never want to publicly announce that either, but it is what it is.
I did see that this wasn't the first time this has happened to her, and that that last time that did happen to her, she did the exact same thing where she was like complaining and like just being like real, like, I guess not being a non-DJ, but like, you're a DJ. Like, I mean, yeah, this is an issue, but at a certain point, you just kind of like, it comes with the tools of the trade. You have to like know how to navigate it.
Yeah, I mean, if you want this to be your main source of income, you know, you probably should invest a lot of time into learning it, but I don't know. I wish I knew the exact situation that went down, because sometimes it is the equipment and sometimes it's just like you don't know how to troubleshoot, fix all the problems.
You know, play a fucking pre-recorded test. No one is going to find out. I mean, that's super frowned down upon, but like, ain't no one going to like look up there except for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you could have that as a backup plan if you're really, really like scared about that, especially for an event like Coachella.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of these bigger producers, they could DJ, bro. It's just they choose to do the pre-recorded thing just to make sure everything's perfect.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, I guess that's up to you if you really want that. But it's just more fun to actually perform the set for me personally. But, yeah, so DJs that are trying to learn how to get into the game and all that, just I guess you could start off with some smaller equipment. You know, don't jump into some equipment you don't know how to use. At least you want to be for sure that you're good at it. Maybe go practice at Guitar Center like a lot of artists do.
I think that's also the same thing for producing too. Like, you know, just at the end of the day, you just need a laptop and maybe some headphones. Like, you don't like need to go out and get the crazy equipment, because then, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't even want to do this shit. Now you spend all this money on speakers you're not even going to use.
Yes. Yeah. So that reminds me, there's actually like a very, so a lot of DJs that hop into the game, they kind of just go with whatever controller looks cool, yeah, and or whatever like looks like, I don't know, just like catches your eye. And a lot of times that's not what you're supposed to be going for, because a lot of like the smaller controllers, they're super expensive and they don't even like have the effects, or like they don't have any features that you really need. All the features that they do have are kind of like unnecessary, or they have, I hate the controllers that they share buttons and you have to hold a little button on the side and tap that button and it'll switch the effect, or it'll switch the purpose of that button.
Oh yeah. No,
so I hate those type, and dude, those cost the same amount as a lot of like the simpler controllers that you, that's all you need. So
yeah,
typically I like to introduce the controller to beginners, the Pioneer DDJ SB or SR, because you know that's pretty much, you're in the Pioneer family. Eventually you want to level up and you want to stick with Pioneer kind of, because if your goal is to DJ for like these big clubs or festivals, you just kind of want to be familiar with the controller that you're using.
Yeah.
And the Pioneer DDJ, that family line, it's the closest thing you're going to get to the CDJs, the mixer, because it's all in one. Whereas their other Pioneer side families, they're not too like exact when it comes to CDJs. They look nice, they look really dope, but they don't have the exact same features you're going to be looking for.
No.
It's going to be a little bit different. The layout's going to be different. So yeah, go with Pioneer DDJ SB or SR or SX or SZ. Now, to save money, obviously you want to go with SB or SR, because SX and SZ is when you go in like the thousands range. But yeah, so go with that stuff. But what about, let's see.
Do you recommend them, the XDJ?
The XDJ RX?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, I guess, you know, those are cool too, but like I said, those are just more expensive.
Yeah.
The SX and SR. No, I'm sorry. The SB, SR. Those are the ones that are like affordable, and it kind of helps you figure out if you want to do it or not. You know? You don't want to jump straight into it and go with $1,000+ equipment,
because then you'll see it on offer 3 months later.
Yeah, but although if you are trying to find that bridge and you want to go from maybe the SB and then finally you graduated from that and you want to try to get more familiar with CDJs but you can't afford that, then yeah, go with the XDJ RX, or they even have XDJ RZ now, I think, or SZ. I don't know. There's so many different, they sound so similar, but like there's just so many options nowadays, and that's why you got to really know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
I remember the days when there was like just turntables though, and there was like no controllers before. The controllers were literally like this small. There's like Hercules brand. There was Marathon, I believe.
Newmarks.
I wonder if they're still a thing. Oh yeah, they're still a thing. They still come out with equipment, but it doesn't match up with Pioneer, honestly.
It's funny because like it was a little less than using the controllers. But nowadays, it's like you like turntables are more like a vintage kind of thing. Like you rarely see that shit nowadays.
Yeah, those things are, you really got to know what you're doing with those things, because you need the needle, you need the turntable, or the actual, what's it called, the vinyl.
Yeah.
And those things be warping in cars. I remember I left one in my car and that shit warped. and then you need a Serato box, because a lot of time you're going to be having a mixer that doesn't have Serato built in, because a lot of the people that use turntables, they're like old school.
Yeah.
But you know, if your mixer comes with Serato built in, you won't need that. But Serato box is just another thing. And then, I don't know, there's just so many little settings you got to do to tweak to make sure your turntable is working as it should.
Yeah.
And they're heavy as fuck. They're super sensitive, so you need a fucking big ass case for them.
Yeah, it looks like you have a fucking gun, or like you're holding guns in that fucking case. Yeah, man.
It's just annoying to carry around, especially if you're doing gigs on your own. That's why a lot of people, they always take like someone to help them. But if you have just a controller, it's super lightweight, and you know, it's just all in one. You don't have to carry multiple things, worry about one side breaking, the other one being cool. Yeah, speaking of turntables though, you know, there's so many DJs out there. Like I noticed actually DJ Snake, I don't know if this is his first time ever on a live show, but this is the first like live stream show that I've noticed at Coachella. He actually DJed with CDJs, and typically he always does turntables.
That's crazy.
So yeah, that was cool to see, man. I mean,
is this really his like last couple of shows?
That's what everyone's saying, and I guess they've said that he's hinted at it. I'm not too sure. I don't really check on Twitter much, but apparently that's where he's kind of just giving the hints or whatever.
I guess. I mean, what are you gonna do after that?
I don't know, man. I mean, when you make so much money, you've been touring for so long, you kind of just want to, I don't know if it's like a full-on retirement or you just can take a long break. You know, you can't really fault him. You know, that's the reason why a lot of dudes fall into depression and drug use. And, you know, he is kind of like, I don't think he's like old, but he did blow up pretty later than what artists do, you know, because now we're fucking blowing up 14, 15, 16, 17. But I think he blew up already in his mid-20s, maybe even high. I don't know his exact age, but for sure he wasn't like super, super young.
You saw he brought up 50 Cent last night?
Did he? Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, he brought up 50 Cent.
What about Kid Cudi falling, bro?
Oh my God, dude. That's funny because Kid Cudi fell this past weekend at Coachella.
Yeah.
I saw the video and I'm like, he just landed wrong. He was just a dumbass and just wasn't like, he was so focused on like being hype and jumping off stage that he wasn't thinking about how he was going to land. So He landed like it looked like he almost like kind of rolled his ankle, but I guess he broke his whole ass foot doing that shit. And he just
he broke it.
Yeah, he broke his foot. That's why he stood on the ground. I was like, I need help.
Yeah, man, that's an awkward position too. That reminded me because I watched the video too. It reminded me a lot when Vince McMahon came in at the Royal Rumble and he fucking tore both his
He tore both his quads getting into the ring.
Yeah, it reminded me of that because he still was kind of show like a poker face a little bit.
Yeah, but he was trying.
Do you remember? Pain.
When was it? Shane McMahon at WrestleMania. I don't feel it was the Los Angeles one where he tore his ACL like almost immediately in the match. And so then The Miz basically was like, get in here, Snoop, and basically just to pin him down because it was supposed to be Shane to do it. Mm-hmm. And Snoop had to go like just do like a fucking like they had to do like a quick ass pivot because over here fucking Shane's old ass fucking tearing ACLs. And that's how you know, man, like, look, at a certain point just you know, put the boots up.
Bro, my fucking grandpa, when we were cleaning yesterday, he was, because this guy, man, he has so much, he's such a handyman or whatever you want to call him. He's just always just like, I don't do it myself. And we're covering the trailer with all the dump. We're covering it with a tarp and we're kind of trying to like Mickey Mouse shit because I don't know what happened with one of Nico's other straps. But my grandpa was on top, you know, he's the one on top of all the trailer shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps stumbling. And finally, this fool fucking ate shit. Well, he jumped off from the top of the trailer thinking he was just going to land all cool and normal. This guy's like in his late 60s.
Yeah.
And this fool, when he landed, he fell. I was like, dude, he's lucky he didn't hit his head, thankfully. I had to run over there and pick his ass up, man.
He just ate shit.
And he almost ate shit again later. He didn't learn his lesson. I told him already, stop working, get down, and start getting on top. And he goes to the back of the trailer, and he's holding on because we built like an extra like taller wall on each side. But really, it's just like drywall. And he's holding on to the drywall, and it pulls back, and it broke. And he got saved by the extra piece of the trailer.
That's funny. He needs to just chill.
Yeah, man. But I'm ready for this weekend. I'm actually going to go... have my field day with my family. I'm over here organizing this.
I've been seeing that. You've been doing that work. I've been meaning to ask you like about it. Like you've been like setting up teams for like people.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much trying to fucking organize everyone in a structured, like as even possible. So it's kind of a headache, but I got it done finally. So
is it gonna be a high turnout? You think of family?
So there's 21. There's 20 of us performing, and then. There's going to be probably like another 10, 15 just on the sidelines.
What kind of games are you guys going to be playing?
Let's see. I'll be playing... We're going to play Tug of War. It's bananas. Right. It's like a monkey game. Uh-huh. You strap like a monkey tail behind you and it kind of scoops under you. So it looks funny.
Yeah.
But you like pick up these little... like there's like little hoops. You have to like squat down and pick them up. There's like three of them. So pretty much... we're going to be timing or whatever, whoever can do it the fastest. And then jump the river. It's like a game where you put like two jump ropes and everyone has to jump over it. And after everyone jumps over it, you keep stretching out further and further.
That's cool.
And you can't touch the jump rope. You have to like actually full on land. You can't fall when you jump. You have to land. And as soon as you mess up one way or the other, you just get eliminated. And then there's over under. It's kind of a game I saw on TikTok actually, but just to make it more interesting for the person at the end.
Yeah.
Because do you know what I'm talking about? The game.
Is it like betting kind
of? No. Over under. It's people in a. It's all of us in a line. Mm-hmm. So all of us, like, say there's like a team of five. You form up in a line, and the person in the ball has a. The person in the front has a ball, and they go over. They pull over. Sorry. I fucking hate this fucking thing. You go over your head behind you. Yeah. The person behind you grabs it and puts it under his legs. The person behind grabs it and puts it over. So it's like a zigzag.
Oh, okay.
And then the person at the end, all they have to do really is catch it. I don't know if there's like a specific thing they're supposed to do. So instead, I'm just going to put a cone like maybe like 10 yards away. And the last person has to run to it. And there's going to be a cup right there waiting. And you have to flip it and land it.
Oh.
And then so there's going to be two lines racing at the same time. And you're going to race and do it. Whoever does it first, that team wins pretty much.
Where are you guys doing that?
We're going to have some park over in Rancho. It's called like Olive Grove. And then we're playing dodgeball, and then there's going to be like a relay race where there's like four little funny things.
Over or under on someone crying because someone gets hit in the face.
Probably going to be like two people crying, honestly. No, there's not going to be too many kids, actually. There's going to be like three. There's going to be like three actual kids playing, and then but they're not really kids. They're like 12 and up.
Hey, that don't matter. Getting hit in the face with a dodgeball hurts.
Man, bitch made. Nah, I used to always fucking come for girls in middle school.
Yeah.
They're the easiest targets, bro. They don't know how to fucking juke.
They're fucking just so what's the word I'm saying? Like, uncoordinated. They just don't know what to do. So it's just like, bah, easy target.
Huh. Nah, there is this one chubby kid. He would always fucking get knocked out quick and he'll start crying.
Damn, poor bastard.
Man. Yeah. The chubby mans, they always got to take the worst hits. They're the biggest targets. They're the easy ones. They can't move, dodge quick, so... but nah, man, dodgeball was my shit. We went to the trampoline place on Saturday with my family, and I went to go play dodgeball with them kids, man. I was fucking coming for their heads. Literally, bro, it's crazy how weak these fucking kids are, man. Don't invite me to no trampoline places. I don't take it easy on nobody.
Nobody.
If you're trying to play, you know what you're asking for. And I just kept throwing them, and I would accidentally hit little kids in their face. And there's the one kid, man, he wanted to play with us. He was random as fuck. Mm-hmm. And he kept coming in, and I would like low-key hit him on accident every single time. I would feel bad because I don't even know who the fuck he is.
Nah, fucking get out of here, stranger kid. That's funny. This past Saturday, I went to my niece's little birthday party. And I didn't want to drink anymore because I drank so much the night before. And my particular side of family, like Esmond's mom and dad, they're not big drinkers. They are, but like when it's party time, like they're all about the drinking. And normally I'm with it too, so that's why I was like, I'm okay. I don't really need alcohol. And they're low-key calling me like, but they didn't say it, but they're like giving me like, man, you're low-key being a bitch right now. And because they're offering me Modelos and Coronas. I'm like, I'm good. And I'm like, I'll drink half of it and I'll leave the rest there. And then Alex comes and like they're all talking shit on me because I'm like not fucking drinking alcohol. And this was just pounding down Modelo's, and I'm like, stop grew away. And I'm like, fuck it, just give me the shots, whatever. And I'm just over here like, ugh. And my mom's like, yeah, pot. Like, she's like trying to defend me. And like they're all low-key like getting on top of her head. Like, you're always protecting your little babies. And
damn.
Like, it was wild. It was a fun ass time though. Like it's always a fun time with those guys.
Yeah, man.
I forgot I was supposed to bring the beer. He brought a lot of beers, bro.
Yeah, like four cases.
It's like maybe like the 4, 8, 3. What's 3 times 4? 12. So like 18 cases.
Beer? 18 cases?
18 4 cases.
18 4 cases?
Like it's like a little 4 case.
Oh, that's not too much. But that is a lot though.
It is a lot. It's these like full IPA, sour, stouts, pilsners, light ales. A lot of it look actually pretty good. I was like, damn.
Interesting. Well, I don't know, man. Every time I drink, though, thankfully, I haven't really been overdoing it. No. I feel like the worst I did it was at the show, and that's because everyone kept giving it to me.
Yeah.
But I would never really even finish my drinks. I would always share it with someone because I didn't want to finish it. And then I think I only had like two beers. Yeah, thankfully, I've been chilling a lot on it. And even when I'm drinking, like I actually decide to drink, it's like not much. So that's been making me feel a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
But for sure, I got to like go to the gym this week or something because, you know, I'm not trying to fucking be gassing out quick over there.
Yeah.
But nah, man, because we haven't even talked about it yet, but 2 weekends ago, or was it last weekend? I went to Hawaii.
Yes.
Yeah, last weekend I went to Hawaii.
Wait, did we even talk? We didn't even talk about it when we came back, huh?
No, because this is our first time on doing the podcast.
That's right.
Yeah. Typically we record Fridays, but today we're doing Monday. But anyway, yeah. So I went to Hawaii last weekend. We're celebrating my son. Well, he's all right. So I call him my son, but he's technically a stepson. But yeah, we're celebrating his birthday. He what's it called? He turned 12, and yeah, we went over there from Thursday to Tuesday, and yeah, we went. It kind of sucked because it was raining a lot over there. But
tropical storms.
Yeah, but it was like hurricane weather. They said, well, it wasn't hurricane weather, but it was like their storm weather, you know. So
yeah.
So for sure, it was raining hard Friday, and it was raining hard. Was it Sunday? Yeah, Sunday. Saturday was like our only full like sunny day, and that's the day I was feeling like dog shit, man. I was feeling like dog shit. I don't want to talk about it, but yeah, there's a lot of fucking. So yeah, I felt like throwing up. But thankfully, you know, I still made it to Lanikai Beach, which is like on the North Shore. If you guys ever want to go there, Lanikai Beach is like the cleanest, nicest beach in Hawaii, in my opinion. And
how's the water?
The water is really nice. There was actually little fishes swimming by us. But yeah, that water is super clean, super nice. The sand super soft. And then we went to Waikiki Beach when it was like raining.
Mm-hmm.
But that was no problem. You know, when it's raining, it was still warm. It wasn't like cold ass weather.
Yeah.
And then what else we do? We went to the Musubi Cafe like two or three times. Fucking fire. I love Musubis. I want to sneak them back all over here, which by the way, I found out you could bring them over here. So next time I'm going to just take a whole suitcase and just fill that bitch up. And I'm only going to wear one outfit. And then I'll probably.
Is there a specific one that I was like, damn, I had to come back for this one.
They have this. Okay. So it's not like a Musubi, this one specifically, or is it technically a Musubi? It's like the triangle ones.
Oh, those are onigiris.
Yeah. So it was one of those, and it had like fried chicken in it, but it wasn't like it wasn't like crunchy fried chicken. It was just chicken, but on the list it was called fried chicken mayo. So if you guys go there, Musubi Cafe, I forget if there's like a sub name to it.
Yeah,
but it's in Honolulu, and I got that one. That one's really good. It's like $2.50, and then I also got. There's this one with cucumber and I don't know. It just has cucumber on it though. And there's this black pepper chicken one.
Mm.
Yeah, man. They have so many options. Super cheap. So go out there and get that shit. They got the shaved ice, of course. It's built different. They got like froyo in that bitch. They got ice cream. They got gelato. You can pick any of those things, put in there. Let's see.
I bet you that's why there's rarely any like skinny Hawaiians, because there's always such good food out there.
Oh yeah, man, it's impossible to eat clean out there. There's too much bomb. Like there's so many options too. It's not even just like that Ono shit. It's like so many options.
Yeah,
but and it's not. It's honestly not as expensive as you think. It's only expensive as much as you want to make it. You go out there and just straight up just chill, not even spend much. But nah, man, there was this fucking homeless lady. She was out there on the beach area, just bare ass. She had her pants on her ankles, and she was just like kind of like crawling over there, like moving on the sidewalk, bro.
What the fuck?
There's like kids by there. She had like some inflatable thing on the floor,
and
this guy just like kicked it away because she was like, I mean, bro, like it's okay to be homeless on the streets, but to be showing your ass off to kids and everything.
Just, they bowl for that.
Yeah, so he was pretty much like disrespecting her, but she did it first technically. So, and she was just like, fuck you. Oh my god, man, it's crazy over there. I guess Hawaii's getting worse according to the locals. It's just going down drain a bit. It's like homeless is taking over. There's a lot of like low-key, there's a lot of like ghetto areas, man.
I've heard that too.
Yeah. But there's also nice areas. There's like a Rancho Cucamonga of Hawaii over there and everything.
With palm trees all over the place.
Palm trees all over the place. Yeah, man. But that was over there. I guess it was kind of the quickest way I could sum up my Hawaii trip. But it was fun. Really can't wait to do it again. Although I do want to try another island this time. And we did go to our layovers. We're on two different islands.
So there's not just like one like airport, there's like multiple ones.
Yeah, on every island they need an airport.
That's crazy. I thought like there'd be like a one on the main island, and then you like every time you want to go to another island, it's like by like boat or something.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could take a boat too, but Yeah, I think the islands are pretty close to each other. They're like 50 to 150 miles away from each other, like depending on which one. So that's not bad, honestly. But yeah, for sure, I want to take like a tour of the islands. We went on the one where all the fire was at, actually, too, on our layover.
Was it all charred and shit?
Yeah.
Were you able to see it?
Well, it was like volcano rock.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know exactly what was damaged from the fire, but it was like volcano rock. And yeah, I can't wait to be back. I highly recommend. So hopefully I'll take your girls. I'll be pressuring all the homies and be like, damn, you guys haven't gone to Hawaii yet. It's going to be me.
Who was it that was like, oh, so it was like me, Lalo, and David. We're the only ones that haven't gone. I think we're the only ones that haven't gone. Why?
Yeah, David. I think David said that.
I think David's the one that said that.
Yeah. Sucks to suck.
I know.
Sucks to suck like Devin Haney.
Damn, bro. Well, he wasn't talking the shit. His dad was the one that was talking all that shit. And, bro, I was like, on the party on Saturday, like my phone, you know, my phone, classic mix, is always fucking dying.
Facts.
So like I didn't know who had the fight, and then my cousin's boyfriend, he had the fight. They're watching over there, and I had to keep going, jumping back and forth. And I'm like, is he winning? And I'm like, oh shit! And I thought that fool got like knocked down like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. I think it was a solid 4 times, but I think they only counted 3 for whatever reason.
Wow.
Yeah, man, that ref was fucking. He pissing me off.
He should have called it.
Yeah. He should have called it. Probably the first knockdown even, but whatever. You want to let it go. It's because, bro, after that first knockdown, you could tell this guy was not—he was not right in the head. He was like still like shaking up, and he kept just trying to hold, just to fucking get by.
Ryan was piecing that fool up the whole fight, bro.
Yeah, the whole fucking fight. I don't know what people are talking about—that it was that they were boxing evenly.
It was just David. You're fucking stupid, bro. You think you always having that box knowledge? You always have the most outrageous takes when it comes to boxing, because he'd be saying like, "Nah, it was a pretty fair fight." I'm like, "How? That was a fair fight." He's like, "Nah, it's because you weren't boxing." I grew up. He's like, "I did boxing when I was a kid." Like, man, shut up! You haven't done boxing in years.
Nah, bro. Because even those fights where they were like,
"I love you," though,
they were like still toe to toe. It was still never like Haney taking over. I swear to you, he only had one round on his side, and
I wasn't watching the whole fight. But literally, every time I looked over, Haney's on the floor. Or Haney's hugging him. Or Haney's like. And I will say, though, there were a couple times where it looked like the ref should have stopped the fight, because I'm like, Ryan, because he kept going like this, Ryan somehow kind of started, I don't know if it was on purpose or not, but he was giving him like rapid punches in the low key in the back of his head. I'm like, hey,
chill. Bro, it's because it's an instinct to just hit, and it's not.
Yeah.
It's very hard to avoid the only open spot, and that's either the back of your head or your side of your head, because you can hit on the side, but if he's ducking too quick, or maybe he's just sticking too far low. The furthest his arm could reach like this is going to be the back of the head. But really, I don't think he's trying to intentionally do it. It's just he's trying to hit the side.
Yeah.
But it's very hard, and that's what people don't get. Is like, just because they're hitting them in the back of the head, they're not trying to do it intentionally. You could tell an intentional one, and those are the people that straight up just don't care. But that guy, I don't know. He was just,
I really wish, I hate that he wasn't 3 pounds overweight.
Yeah, I know.
He would have gotten the title after that.
Yeah.
Which is dumb. And then people are trying to attribute that, the 3 pounds, to why Devin Haney lost. And I'm like, is that really that much of a difference, 3 pounds?
I don't know about, in a real fight, I wouldn't think so. But when it comes to weight classes, yeah. Because, you know, I think even Canelo's like 150. So think about that. Ryan Garcia is only 7 pounds off Canelo, and Canelo looks way bigger than fucking Ryan.
Yeah, he does.
So I guess like, yeah, maybe, I don't know. Personally, I don't really give a fuck. I don't think it's that much of a difference, but clearly it is that much of a difference.
I'm really happy he won, but at the same time, I was really hoping he lost his fight so that way fucking Ryan could just fucking chill the fuck out.
I don't think he would have chilled though, bro. But I don't think that would have been the cure. Even winning isn't the cure, even though people would think that.
His press office is like, man, I don't want people hating on me just because I'm too pretty and shit. Like, that shit needs to chill.
I don't know, man. I was definitely rooting for Ryan, but I just felt like his antics or whatever he's doing is just not it. It's mad cringe. He looks stupid, sounds stupid, but I still fuck with his boxing, you know?
Yeah,
he's never, even with that L against Tank Davis, it wasn't like, yeah, sure, you know, it sucks that you couldn't push it through.
I really
but
do.
We don't know. We're not no fucking boxers.
Nah, I really do think, you remember how because supposedly he got injured in camp,
Oh yeah, that too.
I really do think it was because of that, because he seems like he can take some punches. So like it was like one just good rip shot and they got him, and he tried to get up after that and he couldn't. So I think it was really just because someone like leaked to Tank Davis's fight. And even then, like Tank Davis, honestly, that fool is not even that big of a fighter. That fool Pitbull Cruz, that fool was beating the shit out of Tank Davis, but they gave it to Tank in that fight, which is technically why he's still like undefeated. But yeah. Pit Cruz was giving that fool the work. That fool Pitbull Cruz, if they ever fight again, I think that fool's gonna beat his ass.
Well, first things first, man, I really do hope that Ryan gets a rematch with Tank, but at a catch weight, so that way, you know, things are fair or whatever.
Yeah.
Or not even fair, but just, I don't know. I want to see them both at their full potential, and hopefully we see that one before we see any other fight. Who are the other two boxers that they're trying to say he should box, Ryan?
The guy that's going to fight Tank Davis in a month's time, I forget his name. Him, and then this other dude, too, I forget his name. Yeah, but there's like two other guys he should probably fight beforehand.
And I can't believe though that they just revealed that Ryan Garcia, that he bet $2 million on himself and he won $12 million.
Hey, bet on yourself. Literally, bet on yourself.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. And I thought that was illegal, but I guess not.
I mean, that's why he didn't give a fuck. At 1.5 mil, you're chump change, bro.
Yeah, and so I guess his overall earnings was like pretty much near $50 mil from the fight and the bet. $50 mil he came home with, pretty much.
I think he'll only get in trouble if they find out that he bet that he would lose the fight. Because then that's what basically looks like. He's like throwing it.
True.
But if he's betting for himself to win, and then that's fine, I think.
But man, the amount of money those people made off of betting Ryan, because the odds were fucking completely lopsided, man.
Like, yeah. My fucking barber lost $400 because he bet. Cause like he was big on Devin Haney, he's like big on boxing, so he's like, no, yeah, he's gonna beat that fool's ass. And I meant to text him like, you need some money.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. That's a cool story. It's an interesting one, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I like I said, I just hope he just cuts out with that shit. Like, yeah. I don't mind the fact that he's trying to, you know, look out for the kids and all the sex trafficking, child trafficking. But just quit it out with the fucking weird shit. Quit it out with the cringe shit where you're not taking any interview serious. You're just saying the most outlandish shit. Just, I don't know what you're doing it for at this point. I guess maybe he's there in the head to win a fucking boxing fight in that fashion.
Yeah.
He should be there in the head to know that he looks stupid on what he's doing, the way he talks, the way he's, because like, it's just, he's not taking anything serious anymore. It just sounds weird. No. It just looks weird. It's not a good look. I know he's probably just doing it because he knows it's going to get the attention. I mean, even at the end of the fight, when him and Devin Haney went up to each other, hug it out, he said, you know, I had to do what I had to do. It was like, yeah, obviously, but now that the fight's over, cut this shit out, yeah. Please.
He was mad, like mad spit on David Haney's face. He put it on Instagram. It was like a caption of him, like, you know, like where he's looking over Devin Haney.
Oh, yeah.
But there was like, it was like a 2-3 sentence caption, and but the last one, it said like it was a good little tussle, and I'm like, damn, he said good little tussle. That he's downplaying that fight like crazy.
Yeah, man. Well, I guess, I mean, boxing's back, you know.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot. It was stale. I'm gonna lie, for like a cool, like I want to say like maybe like a decade, or no one really give a fuck about boxing.
Yep, boxing's back. WWE's back. What about that Jake Paul fight with Mike Tyson? That one's coming up June 20th.
Hey, that's super cool. That's going to be only on Netflix.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm really excited for that one. Now I don't even know what to believe. I don't know who's going to win that one. I think it might be Jake, honestly.
I think, you know what? I think it's Jake, too. You know, he's proved it right now. He's like, he's a legit boxer. Yeah, he's, you know, he's had, he do be doing some stupid-ass antics as well. But as far as like boxing, he always puts the work into it. He's always never not trained professionally. It's just more about how Mike's gonna, and I, you know, this was fucking world class, you know, a GOAT status. But you know, the motherfucker's almost in his 60s, or I think he is in his 60s already. He's old, so I'm wondering if he can still handle that kind of conditioning.
I don't know. I don't think so.
And I just think it's crazy that they both agreed to stipulation that the fight won't be decided until someone gets knocked out. I'm like, that's crazy.
Well, that's only a winner.
Yeah, the winner.
So the fight's still going to end at a certain point. Like, there's still going to be rounds, still going to be times. But there's not going to be a winner unless someone gets knocked out. So if it goes the distance, then no one wins pretty much. But honestly, no one really cares about that. It's about the damage done. You know, if you see like Tyson all beat up, bruised up, and Jake with like nothing, then come on, who won?
That's why I was like, is this really a win-win for Jake? I mean, sure, in terms of money, but I'm like, it's a lose-lose for him because, like, for my opinion, because it looks bad if you beat the shit out of Mike Tyson because now you're just beating up an old man. But then it looks bad on you if Mike Tyson beat the shit out of you because he's a old-ass man. So it just looks weird.
I would agree, but so many people are talking. So if you go on, like, ESPN, SportsCenter, all these dudes are talking like, nah, it's Mike Tyson, bro. Come on. It's Mike Tyson. Like, Jake Paul ain't gonna be Mike Tyson. Like, that's how they're talking, bro. So if that's the case and it goes the complete other way around where Jake Paul fucking straight beats the shit out of him, what the fuck are they gonna say? You know, I do agree. It is weird that you're going for like a 6-year-old dude. Like, I wouldn't personally take that fight. No. I don't know, because the money part is what changes everything, right? But you know, the way of looking at it is like, it depends. If these people, sports analysts, are gonna change their point of view after the fight, be like, come on, man, you went for an old man. But yeah, you have footage of them saying before, nah, Mike Tyson's gonna beat the shit out of
them. Yeah, they straight always be taking like their words. I'll look forward to like the nightcap episode that's gonna come out after that, because the one that came out right now for Ryan Garcia, that one was pretty interesting.
See, I think Chad Ochocinco, he's saying Jake Paul is gonna win. Whereas Shannon Sharp, he's saying, hell no, ain't no way.
Shannon's just old, bro.
Yeah, he's super old school. I have honestly been disliking his takes on nightcap lately.
Me either.
Yeah, but it's still an entertaining show, though. Still one of my favorite things to listen to. But for sure, he's too biased. When it comes to stuff outside of football, he's like super biased.
Yeah, but I guess it makes for good like content, I guess, though, because then like he has like a strong opinion, so that at least people are gonna love it or hate it.
Yeah, honestly, Ochocinco's a little biased, but his is like goofy, bro. You know damn right not to take his shit serious, because he's just speaking way out of his ass when it comes to a lot of these topics.
No, yeah, that should be funny though. Like just some of the, because I get my favorite part about the nightcap isn't when they're just talking about, like, they're just topping it up, just talking like shooting the shit. And they just be saying like random bullshit, and they should just be. That's what makes me funny to me. It's not when they actually talk about like sports stuff or just like
it's topics. The stories, huh? Yeah, the stories are the fun part about that one. You know, they got some. I don't know. I wish, man, that all these NFL players could come out and say everything they witnessed and experienced. Same thing with WWE superstars, man. Like Ric Flair, all those stories, man.
Yeah,
you know, there's hella good shit.
But you know why he was going woo. Hey bro, did you see that? I think you're the one that sent it in the chat. Oscar De La Hoya was looking at after the fight, after when they're interviewing, that fool was like,
yeah, with his nose a little.
Yeah, he's like, oh damn, bro, chill. This was straight taking bumps.
Huh? I bet you he is, man. I mean, I don't think he has to take any drug tests for anything.
Yeah, I mean,
but has he really ever claimed that he's not though? I don't know if I've heard an interview.
That he's not taking drugs?
Yeah, that he doesn't do it. Because you know how people always use that as the punching bag?
Yeah.
He's never really like come to defense about that. He's never really said, I don't do this, you know. I think he just pretty much says like, he pretty much just like bashes people back, but he never says like what, if it's true or not.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I guess you're thinking a little bit. Because if you really think about it, like I said, he doesn't have to take no drug test. But Ryan Garcia, on the other hand, I kind of already knew he wasn't doing that shit because they got to drug test him, so.
Yeah, they're not going to just, and you know, they test like with like hair strands, like they can, they'll see how, like what you've been taking, like if you've been taking anything.
Yeah, exactly. But what other crazy news is going on lately? I know I seen Tekashi 6ix9ine, his car got shot up apparently.
I saw that too. I'm like, damn bro, where is he in the state still, or is he in like in a Latin country?
I think he's in a Latin country. I don't know. I haven't really let me see his Instagram, because you know, I don't follow him, so I don't really keep up with him. No, but I do only pretty much whenever anything goes viral.
I mean, in the meantime, like that fucking all these diss tracks have been coming out, dude. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, with Drake, I don't know. I don't really give a fuck about that one, because Drake, he doesn't even write his own shit.
He doesn't
write it, so I don't understand these diss tracks when it comes to people that you know have a writer.
You know, I think the best one is the Rick Ross one, because You know how mixed people feel. If you call a mixed black person a white boy, mm-hmm. they low key be butthurt.
Does Tekashi even have an Instagram?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Damn, Devin Haney's picture just popped up where he's all bro.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, man, this guy got rocked. I don't know if you guys can see it. Oh, yeah, you got a shit rocked. Look like a chipmunk. And then Matt Ryan just retired officially.
Good. Cold ass.
Huh. Yeah, man, but that's just wild, man. You just never know. I don't know. That guy's crazy. For even getting himself in this situation, like, that fool's going to die. I just know it.
Tekashi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to get shot out. He's going to get killed.
Even though his time was short, this fool was literally, like, on the top of the rap world at one point.
Yeah, it really was. Damn, this is crazy, though, because that was honestly a while ago. If you think about it, that was probably, like, what, 2016, 17?
Yeah.
Shit. I was thinking about that a lot lately. Like, we're already about to be raving for like 10 years. The amount of changes that have happened since then, like, and not only in like the rave culture, but just like within us, like our mentalities, our bodies in general. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so unwilling to go to fucking go to afters nowadays unless we're like DJing for it.
Yeah,
because I just got like no type of energy for it. Even if I really wanted to, it's so fucking hard for me to get into that mood. But back then, bro, I'm fucking down to all nighter every single weekend.
We're literally calling, hey, yo, go by the Bistos. They're about to close up.
Yeah.
It's about to be 2 o'clock already.
And which we did in Hawaii. We waited till 6 a.m.
That's funny.
but like I said, it's so rare. But what's it called? But yeah, I don't know. I just started thinking like, the main reason why things is getting like more tough mentally is just the fact that the pressure's kicking in. You know, you're getting older and shit.
Yeah.
That you like, if you really think about it, we're like 27-year-olds, 28, and when you look from a distance, those people in that age range should already like kind of have their shit together, kind of have like all of this and that done. You know, you see everyone getting married now, everyone having their fucking kids. It's just like, everyone's fucking already putting the pressure because what sucks most though is that the older generations, they see that, or they try to compare you with themselves and what they were doing at a younger age. It's like, well, yeah, no shit. Everything was so much easier back then when you guys were younger.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the cost of living was so much cheaper, buying homes, fucking putting gas in your car, even your car. I think it was 95. The average car price was like 16,000.
Damn.
That's crazy, right? Now it's like 40 to 50,000.
Yeah.
Even it could be a fucking Honda and it'll be like in the high 30s, low 40s.
Especially, and don't get me trying to start out. Like, they could try to get you with all the trim options and shit.
Yeah. And then the tire prices is a good like 120 each. Let's see. Fucking gas, five bucks a gallon now we're back at, I noticed.
Yeah.
And back then it was like $1.60, $2.15 maybe.
Yeah, I remember when I was like around the low fours that back in high school, and I thought this was the life. Yeah. And I noticed it was going higher and higher. I'm like, no, what's happening?
No, it was actually in the threes, bro. Because in
high school, it wasn't the threes. I'm tripping. It wasn't the threes.
Fours is when you start to be like, fuck. Because I remember I was driving a lot to Riverside. So when gas was like in the mid threes, I was like, all right, cool, cool. But then you'll see it touch like 404, 415. I'm like, fuck. But nowadays, I'm like, hell yeah, put that shit at 4.
fill my tank up real quick.
And I hate it, bro, because it'll stay in the 4 range for like 2 weeks, and then it'll go back to 5.
Yeah.
I wonder when this shit's going to fucking finally chill on us, at least for the gas. I know the house market is just never going to chill, I think.
Yeah.
I think we got to accept that, that's for sure.
I mean, I think so, too. And that's just like, you know, a lot of, like we have a bunch of friends that are like more well off than we are, and they still like, oh yeah, I'm still living with my parents just because it's so hard to buy houses. And some people are trying to actively buy houses, and it's just we can't. And then it makes it like nowadays it's like so hard to buy even houses just because you can't just like, it's like, oh, like I have the money. You're like, nah, you have to have the good credit, you have to have the good history,
because yeah, the job history,
yeah, because they just won't accept. Like, you could have the full money cash right there in hand or in a check. And you're like, nah, we can't take that. I'm like,
I think to get approved for that size of a loan, you have to have like something, your income to debt ratio has to be like a third or whatever.
No, that's what I mean. Like, not even like just like alone. You're straight up. You have the fucking catch your fucking big baller status. And like now you can't do that. You have to,
you literally have to
go through the process of how to do, get like the homeowner like everyone else.
Yep, that's true. Very, very true. And over here, you know, all we're getting is half-size homes. That just pisses me off. That pisses me off the most. We're taking up so much space with half-size home. It's like we got no choice now. It's just you either accept it or you fucking move somewhere else.
Yeah, but I think, you know what's funny? I think I don't know how it is in other ethnicities, cultures, but I think in the Hispanic, Latino countries, it's never been looked down upon if a person like stays with their parents for like, longer than, you know, in their 20s, you know. Sometimes people prefer, like, hey, don't leave the house. Now, mind you, yeah, there's always the more rules comes in that because then you're always going to feel like, you know, it's your parents' house and you want to spread out and you want to spread out your own wings. But I've never seen the type to where like, it's like, look frowned down upon if you still stay with your parents.
Yeah, but we're 28 now.
Hey,
not 22, 23, 24.
That's technically my home. Did you see that? There's like this new like mini golf thing in San Bernardino.
Yeah, but is it that Farrell's place just switched up, or is it somewhere else?
I haven't looked
at the address, but I see it's on like Highland Avenue or something like
it
that.
It could be, but I'm like, it looks cool, man. Maybe we can go out there and do some Maple Alley content. It looks fucking tight.
Yeah, that one looks cool. This spot in Hemet, I know it's a drive, but shit looks pretty dope. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, man, I'll drive for content.
Yeah, man. What else? I know that's. But yeah, because there used to be, what was it called? The Farrell place?
Farrell's Lost Kingdom.
Farrell's Lost Kingdom.
I used to be my shit, bro.
That was kind of like a Scandia, right?
Yeah, but it had like its own water park too.
Yeah.
And it was like a cool one.
It was like an arcade inside.
It had arcade, a really big one, which I really wish I would have explored that more. But whenever I went to Farrell's, it was mostly just going to the water park. So we never really got to experience like that. I think maybe I did the laser tag once when I was a kid and that was it. I was mostly just in the water park. I was always in the little infinity pool. That was my shit.
The only time I know I've been to Farrell's when I was a kid, but I don't have any type of memory there. But the only memory I have of that Farrell place is it was already, I think, were you there too when we went over there? And it was like the rock climbing shit.
No, I don't think I was there.
Okay, so I went there one time. It was like somewhere between 2017 and now. Well, not now. Somewhere between 2017 and 2020, that's for sure. Because it was before the pandemic. But I went there, the Farrell was still up, but inside it was like a rock climbing place mixed with trampolines, mixed with all that shit, you know, like the common thing nowadays where everyone's doing it. But yeah, that was the last I remember it. But yeah, that shit went straight downhill.
That shit is literally not there anymore. They tore it all down.
It's all gone.
But just sad because I always like, even though I wouldn't go there, I would always appreciate just driving down the 210 coming back from Redlands and just
seeing
like,
it. Yeah, watch Fiesta is going to be next. Fiesta Village.
Damn,
because Scandia is already done. Fiesta Village and Castle Park is the last one standing. But I promise you, Castle Park's going down, bro. Because last time I went there, it must have been like 3 years ago, just for fun. I was like, whatever, let's go. It's been a minute. Half of the park was closed. It wasn't even like open, bro. Like,
did you go on an off day or was it? Like
I went on the weekend.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it was half the park was closed though. I don't know if the rides weren't working or maybe they just didn't have enough employees. And then the only rides there to do were like carnival ride type shit.
Get out of here with that shit.
Yeah, man. So it's tough out here in the IE.
Yeah,
we're losing our fucking amusement parks.
We got to drive everywhere to go like Knott's Berry Farm.
I blame Disneyland, man. Everyone wants to be a fucking magic key holder. See, you guys are ruining everything.
Don't let us start hop on. Bro, I literally found a picture. Remember that little candy shit I was talking about? I'll take a picture of it and I'll show it to you so I can see like the fucking candy. What the like this shit had me by the fucking balls. And once they switch it to that fucking medicine flavor bullshit, that's when I said fuck Disney, fuck Walt.
What'd you say?
It's like this little candy. It's like a little candy.
No, I know. Yeah, all right.
But fuck Disney and fuck Walt.
Facts. Well, I don't know if there's anything else you want to talk about.
I think we did good on here.
Was that everything?
I think so.
All right, cool. Well, we're gonna go ahead and close this one out. What's next week? April? Is next week May already?
Yeah,
next Wednesday. Fuck, man. We're already almost halfway done with the year.
We are.
It kind of sucks. I feel like we haven't taken full advantage of just life in general because there's been so much rain.
Yeah, it's well into like May. We still get rain. It's
crazy. Yeah, we're still getting rain. So it comes on the weekends, which is fucking annoying.
Yeah.
So I think we've been kind of trending towards the right direction, though. So hopefully we don't have to worry about that shit anymore. Got some releases coming up. We got the group chat one.
Yeah.
We got a cool little remix we did coming. We actually played a lot at Avalon. Hopefully Jonathan got footage of that shit.
I hope so.
We thank y'all for watching. We will see y'all next week. And we'll go ahead and close this one out. Peace.
Peace.